More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Bonnie North. Our next guest is a familiar one. Sean Ramft is our sports contributor. He's also the former editor of the website The Sports Post. But as much as he loves sports, Sean says his true writing passion has always leaned in a more creative direction, specifically towards poetry. Sean joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to share how he came to love creative writing and to read the first of many poems we hope he'll contribute to Lake Effect in the future.
Sean Ramft, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me back.
So usually in this situation, you are sitting across from Mitch and talking about sports, but today we're going in a bit of a different direction with some reading of poems. So first off, I mean, all of our listeners know you as a sports contributor, but what kind of role has creative writing played in your life?
Slightly different direction today for me. Creative writing, it's what I went to school for, and all through the later years of high school and my entirety of time at UWM, I wrote poetry, mostly. I did a handful of short fiction. I took a lot of electives that had both. And I took two capstone classes that were both in the creative writing field because that's what I wanted to do. Didn't know what I wanted to do with it. Didn't know if I wanted to teach it. But I just wanted to keep writing. And I've always loved sports. And when I got out of college, I was still working a retail job and sort of fell into a sports writing job several years ago. And I really enjoyed it. I got to watch sports and write about it. And for me, that was fun. I was able to add a little bit of creativity back when everything started because we did a lot of editorials. And then things progressed from there. And I took over the site eventually as the editor, and I kept writing. But that also put creative writing on the back burner for a long time because I was still working at my other job. I was working full-time as the editor and writer then suddenly on the sports site. So I did not have a lot of time to do creative writing. I had a lot of old poems written and saved, like hundreds upon hundreds of them, a handful of short stories. But up until 4 months ago, I want to say, I hadn't looked at them for years, for 3 or 4 years, because the sports writing had taken over. And that was not fun for me. Again, that's
to
what I
went to look back at your old stuff.
It was not fun for two reasons. It was not fun to look back at my old stuff, because a lot of that I wrote when I was in my late teens, early 20s, mid-20s at latest, and some of it was really rough. And I know everyone says that about all of their old work, and I know everyone is probably very critical of their own work, regardless of when they wrote it. But those poems and those pieces of fiction that I wrote several years ago were rough to revisit, necessary to revisit. But then in the last 3 to 4 months, the sports site came to an end, and that was fine. And I didn't know where to go from there for a while, and I had a thought, hey, maybe I should really refocus on what I went to school for and what I really enjoyed doing and what I used to get feedback from. And I used to do readings, and I just started writing little pieces every day now for the last 3 to 4 months when I have time, just a few lines at a time, sometimes several lines that have no relation to one another. And over the last 3 to 4 months, I've written a little over 30 poems now, brand new poems. I don't love them all, but
Just for the sake of keeping it,
just consistently getting back to what I really liked doing. And I used to write some short fiction, and I probably will down the line again, but I used to write tons of poetry. That's what I did.
So what is it about poetry, and what kind of form do you prefer or specialize in?
I don't know if I specialize in any of them. I think with poetry, it was just simpler for me. With short fiction, with any sort of fiction, it has to be a certain length. You have to have characters, usually. You have to draw them out. You have to do that. And I'm better at short fiction because I don't have to spend a lot of time on several different characters or even ideas. But with poetry, it can be even smaller scope. I've never written very lengthy poems, and especially a lot of these new ones. Very short lines, very, maybe experimental cuts, but not in a weird, it doesn't make sense way. Just kind of, I cut a line where I feel like I should cut a line.
Sure.
You can't do that with fiction. It has to be coherent all the way through. Or with sports. No, you absolutely cannot do that with either of those things. And all through end of high school and all through college, I read a lot of, in terms of style and in terms of tone, more so tone than style. I wrote and read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe poetry and wrote a short story in which I was in it with him because that's what I thought was fun when I was in college. and even wrote parts of it where I was writing my own poetry in the story and having him, a fictionalized version of Edgar Allan Poe, read it and make fun of me for it. So at least I didn't, you know, have myself like, oh, this is great.
Right.
Or something like that. But I wrote a lot of like, you know, darker, sadder type of stuff. And that's why looking back at some of the old stuff over the last few months from years ago was really cringy.
Full of angst.
Full of angst.
Teenage angst.
And, you know, some angst is fine. Some angst is fine, but it was all angst.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not what comes through with all these. Some of it.
I guess we'll let the listeners decide.
But yeah,
there.
That's up to everybody else. I'm trying not to be angsty all the time. But yeah, I don't have a specific style. I don't think I do. It seems to be pretty straightforward as I'm reading it and writing it. But again, that's for everyone else to decide. And that's great.
Yeah, well, let's get into the first sampling, so to speak, of what's to come. Our first poem we have is Scrambled. So can you give us a little introduction as to what prompted this one?
Oh, of course. This is part of the cringy past of mine. There's a couple that I took pieces of from, we're talking 9 or 10 years ago. And it's not all old, but the central theme and the central tone is definitely when I was in my early 20s and had a crush on a crush on a girl, as we all do, crush on a significant person in one's life, and it wasn't reciprocated, so I was sad about it, as I'm sure we all get, and I wrote about it, and a lot of it was very bad to look back on. So I kept a couple of things that I really liked, and I added a lot of different little lines in there and try to tie it all together. So it's I guess you could say it's about old love, but it was really never love. It was just old feelings. Old feelings. It was an old poem that I took bits and pieces from.
All right. Let's have it.
My name is Sean Ranft, and this is Scrambled. Stunning, desperately disengaged. Can you feel the change in the tracks? A step to the right is you and yours. A step to the left is shrouded in simplicity. A step back signals suppressed silhouettes. A step forward to claim your prize. A glance at these cliché crystal eyes. Here rests a girl who is who she is because of who she is, yet she sees what she sees because she cannot see what sits in front of her. Do not love because you do not love. You cannot love if you cannot live in love with the life you leave behind. I'm calling into you. Do not call into true love through empty sidewalks, street sweepers silently serenading the shadows who walk among the living. Here sleeps a girl who cannot tie the lie together with eternal, forever. Never opened eyes try to peer inside the clever lever that is severed. We only wake up when we sleep. The distress of your dress, the seams in my dreams. Emotional is you, irrational is me. Love, you know, this is where you need to be. Watching, walking within your hands, can you feel the change in the tracks?
And that was Sean Ranft, our sports and now poetry contributor. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you.